So be a witness today, and we bless God for each of you who have joined us here on the Master's Call. At this time, I am going to turn the call over to our host for the day. I am so excited to bring to you a new voice that you will hear hosting the call this morning. I'm so excited for her because truly God is doing a new thing here on the Master's Call. So it is my privilege, my pleasure, and my honor to bring to you this morning our host, none other than Ms. Minister Willa Peterson. Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany, and thank you so much for getting our people seated, our family seated on this Witnessing Wednesday morning. Again, I'm Willa from Chicago, and on behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas, and Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, who is now enjoying herself on a Caribbean cruise, I greet each of you with warmest of kingdom greetings on this Witnessing Wednesday morning. This is the Master's Call, and we're just so excited to have you here. If you are a first-time listener, a first-time caller, thank you for joining us. If you have been with us every Monday through Friday morning from 7 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, thank you for your faithfulness because you have chosen to start out your day with us. You could have done it in any other way, but you chose to start out your day seeking God's face in prayer and getting spiritually nourished. So God honors your faithfulness because the word tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, everything you need, all of his provisions, his wisdom, everything will be given to you. Now, we have heard some very powerful and transforming messages, and so we are so excited about what we're going to hear from our speaker this morning. So I certainly hope that you have already gotten your pen and paper and are all ready to hear what thus says the Lord. Now, here at the Master's Call, it's all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Master's Call was started a little over a year ago by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And the mission statement for the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we can look at the Master's Call as being where we come to be filled. You know, when I was a little girl, I used to hear my father say, I'm going to the filling station to fill up my car. Well, the Master's Call is a filling station that fills us up with the Word of God, that gets down in our spirits and down in our hearts so that we can go full speed ahead. And no matter what's going on for today, no matter what's happening, we are already filled as we go out into that marketplace, into the workplace. Now, the foundational scripture for the Master's Call can be found in Psalm 88. And in that 13th verse of Psalm 88, it says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. So isn't it wonderful, glory be to God, to know that every morning God hears and answers our prayers. For his word tells us not to even be anxious for a thing, but with all things in prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, make his request known to him. And the peace, hallelujah, of God that passes all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. So we praise God for the Master's Call. We praise God that we can come here and hear the word. And even if you haven't heard the word on a daily basis from here because you haven't been able to tune in, if you've missed any of the messages, at any time, you can go to our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, www.themasters, and that's with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com, where you can find a buffet of messages to enrich, enhance, and empower you. If you need something on comfort, it's there. If you need something on forgiveness, if you need a word on hope, on peace, on praise, on worship, on who you are in Christ. I would say that's just about a message from A to Z. You will find it at our website. Now, another mandate for the Master's Call is to be a place of prayer. So we have a team of prayer warriors that take your prayer requests, and we pray for you collectively together, and we pray individually for everyone who has a prayer request here at the Master's Call. We take that prayer and pray for you during our private time. For we know that the Bible tells us that the prayers of one can send 1,000 to flight and the prayers of two, 10,000. So we encourage you to send your prayer request by way of email to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Now, in addition to your prayer request, we just love to get your praise reports, because your praise report is always an encouragement to somebody. It's always an encouragement to the listeners. And even your praise report is an encouragement to you. So we rejoice in hearing God, what he has done, how he's shown out, how he's gone above and beyond all we can ever ask or think. So send in your prayer request to us. And as you already know, on Friday, we reserve after the time that we meet for your prayer request. But don't wait until Friday. If you have a prayer request right now, just go to the Master's Call, the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. Now, we are always, and I say the word always with capital letters, looking for prayer warriors. We extend the invitation to you every day because we are sincere about having you join us. Now, there are no auditions. We don't want to know how well you pray. The only audition you need to have is the one that you've already had with yourself, and that is, do I have a lifestyle of prayer? So if that is you, and if God has been pulling on your heart to pray, please email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and someone will get in touch with you. For this is not a private club. It's not an invitation by invited by an invitation club. This is God's club, and you are welcome to join us. Now, the company that knitted us together is a Christian-owned company called Artists International. That's capital A-R-D-Y-S-S International. It's a wellness company, and it was founded over 20 years ago in Las Vegas, Nevada, by the Diaz de Leon family. God gave Mr. Diaz de Leon a vision that he has shared with everyone. And because of his obedience, the company has grown so much that it had to move and expand, and it went on to Henderson, Nevada. However, Artists has not forgotten its roots in Las Vegas. Therefore, they are rolling out the red carpet for Extravaganza 2012 on March 9th through 11th, 2012. So now is a good time to start getting your plane reservations, your train reservations, however you plan to get there. This is a great time for us to start planning to get to Extravaganza 2012. And if you are not an artist distributor, please get with the person who invited you to this call so you can know what this artist is all about, so you can know what Extravaganza 2012 is all about, so you can know what the Vision 2012 is all about. And if you are an artist distributor, please check your back office to hear about what the latest promotions are and also how you can grow in Artists International. Now, at this time, I'm going to call Minister Tiffany to come to give us our opening prayer. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Minister Willa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
Amen. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from thy wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Father, we thank you for this day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in. Open our ears, Lord, that we would hear you, that we would listen. Open our eyes, Lord, that we may see you and seek your presence. Open our arms, Lord, that we will feel love and that we will spread love. Open our hearts that we would receive you. Lord, we thank you for keeping us through the night and bringing us into another day. For this is Be a Witness on Wednesday, and we know that you have called for us to be a witness every day, but we're going to take it to another level on today. We will spread your love. We will seek your face. We will show your light into a world of darkness, Father. We thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for each and every person that has dialed into the number this day and those who will listen when this call is over. We pray for every artist international distributor from the advisor all the way up to the platinum. We pray for the Diaz de Leon family, and we thank you, Lord, for the vision that you have given them. And we thank you that they had a heart to share and to be a blessing unto others, Lord. We thank you for the founders of This the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We pray that you would continue to work wonders in their lives. I pray for protection for Dr. P.K. as she is traveling right now, and for many others who are traveling right now, Lord. Just give them traveling grace in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing and for wisdom and for understanding and knowledge here, Father, and that your will go forth in the name of Jesus, that not only will it go forth, that it would manifest, that we would see and know that it is you. We thank you that you are showing up, Father God, and showing out, and we thank you that you are doing it in a mighty way, that we cannot say that there is no God, for truly we serve a true and living God, and we thank you, Jesus, for your life and for what you do for each one of us. And I ask that your will be done in the name of Jesus. I pray these things. Amen. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that beautiful prayer and for clearing the airwaves so that the word can go forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside force. Well, now it's time for the word of God, and we just say glory, hallelujah. We are just so blessed to get a rich word each and every Monday through Friday morning, and I'm going to bring a young woman to you who is no stranger at all to this call. As a matter of fact, she is one of the founders of this call, the Master's Call, and it's Pastor Vanessa. Now, as you know, Pastor Vanessa is the founder of the Master's Call. She is also the founder of a ministry, Gathering of the Eagles. We have heard Pastor Vanessa minister to us. She has touched our hearts. She has touched our souls. She has touched our very lives. She is a woman of God, a woman of excellence, a woman of integrity, one of God's very own children, the one of the apples of his eye. And it is indeed my pleasure and a privilege to introduce to some and to greet to others Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, woman of God?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
Great. You're doing a great job this morning. We just celebrate Minister Willa for stepping up to the plate and hosting the call. And I tell you, you're doing an awesome job in Jesus. Well, good morning to our entire Master's Call family. I know I don't have a baritone voice like Pastor Chuck. He has been very, very busy the last couple of weeks in the musical studio all night and then all day pastoring, and just is a little bit low on fumes today. So he passed the baton on to me, and the word tells us to be ready in season and out of season. And I'm going to continue this morning in the same thread that I've been talking about and taking and soar just a little higher with each and every one of you eagles on the line. We praise God for you. We're going to go right to the word of God. I want to talk about, as we've been saying, be thankful every day and always. In this season, but all the time. And the acronym that I've been using is Thankful, Hopeful Attitude, a nice, kind spirit. Thanks. Thankful, hopeful attitude, nice, kind spirit. Well, as we're on our way, as we're going through the valley, as we're going through the process, I want to talk about why thanks become such a rich, powerful strategic tool in your arsenal to give the devil a black eye when he sends those fiery darts our way, when he sends deception or tries his Psalms 35. I love to read that and encourage myself when there is an onslaught of things going wrong. If you've ever read Psalms 35, I tell you, David is reminding God that he is God. He is decreeing and declaring, and at the time he wrote that, he was on the run. He had received his prophetic word that he had been anointed, minding his own business out there with the sheep and the harp, that he was going to be anointed king. But at this time, he was on the run from Saul, and everything was going crazy. And if you've never read Psalms 35, you need to read that entire passage, but it talks about when you feel oppressed, when the enemy is coming against you, he reminds God, you fight against those who fight against me. You defend your name that I proclaim for your sake and mine. For those who dug a pit for me, God, you let them fall into it. He's just crying out to God for him to show up and show out. So this morning I'm going to talk very briefly about giving thanks through the trials that prepare us for our triumph. Giving thanks through the trials that prepare us for our triumphant victory. See, if you haven't had a test, hold on, because either you're coming out of a test, about to go in a test, or you are smack dab this seventh day of December as we're finishing out this year in the middle of a heated test. But tests come to purify, perfect, mature us if we have that attitude of gratitude. Because some tests can take us out if we let them. As long as we remember that promise of God that I have to quote over myself, and I know you do too, in 1 John 4:4, I tell you that was the scripture that was all over the Oral Roberts University campus when I was in school, and I quickly understood why. And it says, greater is he that is in you, meaning the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, all of heaven backing you up. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Meaning, I don't care how devious, demonic, deceptive the devil is with his fiery darts of the world. We're in this world. We're not of the world. We got the majority because with the Holy Ghost in heaven backing us up, it's no battle we can't win as we persevere. How do we persevere, Dr. V? Giving thanks. Lifting that hand, giving an anyhow praise. Open our mouths, even if tears are streaming down your face, saying, I thank you, Jesus, anyhow. I trust you, God, anyhow. I'm going to walk this out believing in you anyhow. Giving thanks through our trials that prepare us for our triumphant victory. See, when God is preparing us, we have to, and I say this all the time, mainly to myself, because I'm a practical prophetic teacher. I want to give you nuggets that you can leave this very call and go out and use in your life. Don't curse your training ground. A trial is your training ground. A test is your training ground. Some of that mess that comes out of us, through us, is our training ground for a message, especially in this holiday season when folks are more open to listen, to set us free. In the Word of God in Philippians 2, verse 5, when Paul wrote that letter to the church at Philippi, and that fifth verse, chapter 2, says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. What are you saying? Get that attitude, get that mind, get that mindset lined up with what the Word says about you. And in Philippians 4, a very familiar scripture, verse 7, Philippians 4, 7 says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, as you're going through your tests, as each and every one of us are walking through our trials, we're keeping, we're choosing, we're determined to have an attitude of gratitude. And we have some awesome examples, some biblical examples of the many matriarchs and patriarchs who went through their seasons of testing, their seasons of trial, where God used it to prepare them to be great and mighty women of God. See, I tell you what, and I don't think I'm the only one on the line, hallelujah, that I've gone through some tests that have shown me what I was not made of, just as well as what I thought I was made of with my deep, wonderful, anointed self, when I wanted to have some four-letter words that came out of my mouth that weren't hope, that weren't love, that weren't saying the things that God had advised. I had to get on my knees and say, help me, Jesus, because when life squeezes us, the tests are showing us the light that's not sometimes shining as bright in us. And that's okay. It's good to know that, because then if you keep that attitude of gratitude, it takes you as the eagle above the storm. See, in Exodus 37 through 50, one of our best examples in the chapters 37 through 50 with Joseph. We know the stories of the seasons, of the tests, of the many trials, from the pit, from your own kinfolk. See, we got to keep this real. This wasn't the enemies on the other side. This was family with the green-eyed monster of jealousy that put him in the pit. And then when he was delivered, and you know, I love how God uses your enemies, Ishmael's lineage, Ishmael, the ones that were booted out and weren't the lineage of Israel, of Isaac. It was Ishmael's kinfolks that pulled Joseph out of the pit. See, sometimes just to really challenge our thinking and our belief system and to keep us pliable, to keep us tender, to keep us open to however God wants to take us through the trial. A lot of times he'll use the very folks you say you don't like, don't want to be around, don't want to have nothing to do with. Oh, I feel some amens on the line this morning. And you will hear the Lord saying, that's my hand I sent to deliver you, to bring you out. And they brought him out of the pit. And then when he got in the palace, being humble, favor beyond his imagination, saying, okay, maybe there's a turnaround. Because, see, remember, Joseph started this out with the dream. Joseph started this out with the dream of him seeing his brothers bow down in sheaves. And many of you all, you know, you had some awesome dreams, some awesome visions January 1 of this year, and you're like, hold up, Holy Ghost. Did you look at the calendar? It is the 7th of December, and you said this year I was going to have a breakthrough year. Excuse me, we only got about 24 days to go, and it seems worse than it is ever than it has ever been. But see, that's when you got to get your attitude full of the gratitude of God. And even in that palace when Potiphar's wife became a holy hater and got jealous, because a lot of times when darkness can't get you to hang out with it, and when doubt and fear can't pull you out of your position, or when envy of others can't encourage you to stay focused, see, then the enemy sets another trap. But you got to stay true to what does the word say. In all things, give thanks, no matter what you're going through. Just no matter what, open up your mouth, your words. Activate the atmosphere with, I trust you, Lord. I love you, God. I know you're going to make a way out of no way. When I can't trace your hand, I trust your heart. I'm going to give you thanks. I'm going to drive out the spirit of heaviness, and I'm putting on this garment of praise. All this morning, I'm trying to encourage someone that when the tests come, and they will, when the trial stretches, and they do, this is your best tool. This is your best strategic plan to praise God anyhow. And then, wow, when he thought, okay, life is good here in the palace, you end up going, what, from high 100 to sub-zero, negative 100, and he gets sent to prison? Some of you all said, oh, my, in June, it looked like, okay, you did your little breakthrough dance and said, all right, God, it seems like it's changing. And see, you thought back in June, and definitely in July, you'd have got your breakthrough, and you like, Holy Ghost. Did you hear? Today is December 7th. But you still got to keep praising him. You still got to keep trusting him. Because, see, at the end of that story, Genesis 50, I love to quote that 20th verse, when he told his brothers at the end of the matter, what you meant for bad, God turned it around for good. And Joseph ended up being second in charge, the prime minister. We know the story. They delivered his people in a time of famine. He had to go through all those tests, and he could have flunked any one of them, and he wouldn't have had the victorious triumph. He could have gotten out of position, and rightfully we could have understood at any one of them and said, hey, hold up, God. You can have this call back. Take the dream back. I don't want it. Take the destiny back. If this is how it rolls, I don't want to roll no more. But out of your mouth, only give thanks. Out of your mouth, give it anyhow praise. Out of your mouth, have a thankful, hopeful attitude, and keep a nice, kind Spirit want to encourage you today that this is the day, this is the time, even the more that the Lord is going to orchestrate your feet and lead you into divine opportunities. Shake it off, the heaviness. Shake it off who you were going to call and get them told when this call was over. Decide to forgive and go on. That's a word for somebody on the line today. God said, I got it. Do you trust me? And today we're choosing to give thanks through our trials that are preparing us for a triumphant victory. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that powerful word, giving thanks through the trials that prepare us for our triumph. And she gave some good nuggets there. Give praise through your trials no matter what it looks like. Continue to praise God. She told us that God will use the people we don't even want to be around us to bring us out. You know, God says he will bring angels along your path, may not even look like one, but he will bring those people that you don't even want to be around, people that you might be upset with. He will use those very people in your life. She also told us no matter what, have an attitude of gratitude and all things to give thanks. And when we can't see God, trust his hand, trust his heart, because God knows what he is doing. And then she also let us know that God is leading us into divine opportunities. So trust God. Believe him. Walk with him. He will never let you down. Now we're going to have our closing prayer. And I believe that might be, is it Minister Kathy? Is Minister Kathy there? All right. Well, I will just go on and close us out in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning. We just thank and praise you, Lord, for the word that you have given us. We thank and praise you, O God, that we know that whatever the situation, whatever, no matter what, to have an attitude of gratitude, to know, O God, that you see around corners that we don't see, and you know the things that we don't know, and that you are always blessing us because you have your children's best interest at heart. So we thank and praise you, O God. We thank you for Pastor Vanessa, O Lord, to have a ready word in due season, a word that you had already put down in her, Lord, that we needed to hear on this morning. Now continue to fill her up, O Lord. Continue to replenish her in Jesus' name. Continue to bless Pastor Vanessa. Bless her going out and her coming in. Father, we lift up our prayer requests this morning. We just thank and praise you, O God, for how you gave Evangelist Gwen Beatty another birthday, how she is already celebrating her healing. Continue to touch her body from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet. We lift up Rushi and the Bailey family of the twins who were lost in the car accident. Father, we know that you are a comforter. There are some things that go on in our lives that we don't even understand, but we know that you know. We lift up Angela, Lord, and for the blessing her family with a home. We continue to pray for strength for her husband and for peace, O God. We continue to pray that her children be encouraged and that you meet each and every need that they have. Father, we thank and praise you, O God, for Wanda, O God, and that for all the things that you have done for her, for the children, her grandchildren, Lord Jesus, that she is able to pour what thus says the Lord into them. Now, train them up, O God, to be God-fearing children. Train them up, O Lord, to walk in your way. And we thank you, Lord, that she is there to lead and to guide and direct them. We thank and praise you for Benita, O Lord, and how the master's call has changed her life and how you're keeping her. And, Lord, we lift up Makai, O Lord, and, Father, as he goes through what he's going through, that he finds favor in Jesus' name, that he has already been released in Jesus' name. We thank and praise you for his mother, O Lord. We thank you, O God, for the protection that you are giving the entire family. We thank and praise you, O Lord, for our mother's prayer. We thank you, Father God, for Alicia Banks. And we lift her up to Dr. Godmother's granddaughter, O Lord, that you have already touched her body, O Father, because we know that the name lupus is only a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. We continue, O God, to lift up Minister Robin and her entire family, that you have already sent the comfort, that you've already sent the peace, that you've already sent
everything, the love that they need at this time. Not only our family, oh God, but each and every family who has experienced the loss of a loved one. We ask, oh God, that you continue to be the Jehovah Jireh, the Jehovah Shalom in their lives. And now, Father, we just thank and praise you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, that she has had an opportunity to get away, to be with her family, to rejoice on the cruise for relaxation and refreshment. Be that lamp unto their feet, even while they're there, O Lord, and cover them with your precious blood. And now, Lord, we thank you for each and every listener who is on this call this morning, that we may go out and witness to someone on this Witnessing Wednesday, because you have called us, O Lord, to be a witness in Jerusalem. That's just where we are. You have called us to be a witness in Judea. That's our neighborhood. You have called us to be a witness in Samaria, O God. That's our community. You have called us to be a witness to the ends of the earth. That's internationally. And we thank you, Lord, that you have given us the opportunity to do that. Now bless each and every one of us as we go out this day, and we shall forever give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for opening the call in prayer and for getting our family spiritually seated. Thank you for that rich word, Dr. Vanessa. Oh, my God, we can go far on that word, knowing that we always need to give thanks and have an attitude of gratitude. We thank you, the Master's Call family. I love you and look forward to hearing each of you and being spiritually seated with each of you on tomorrow morning. Thank you for joining us. And until then, go out and be that minister in the marketplace. In Jesus' name, goodbye for now.